Okay guys, welcome back. And today actually I wanted to talk about the human ego. The ego has always been the source of many interesting discussions and debates over the years. But here I wanted to truly talk about the ego in the strictly spiritual sense of the term. What exactly does the ego represent in the human body and how it affects the total way of human existence? To be precise, first of all, I need to elucidate on what the ego truly is. Well, if you see at it in a way, your ego is nothing but the total sum integral of all the energy that flows through the human body. I will put it clearly in this way. The human body is clearly made up of energy, like it is matter which is made up of ultimately energy. And all the energy that the human body utilizes in its bit to sustain itself and its bit to further its existence on this earth, all that energy itself is what the human ego is all about. So if you look at it in this way, you realize that the human energy is mainly spent in doing one of the two things. Either the human energy is completely spent in pursuing a specific purpose, or the human energy is completely spent in pursuing a specific desire. So that is actually the entire thing what the ego relates to in the human existence. So what you have to necessarily focus on at this point in time is that what does your own ego self-identify with? Like, does it identify itself with your desires, or does it identify itself with a higher sense of purpose? Because necessarily the thing is that when your ego identifies itself with your desires, then all your energy, all your pent up energy is spent in completely trying to satiate that desires. And satiating any desire is not a very easy thing to do, because frankly, you can satisfy your desire one time and that wouldn't mean that it won't return again. So the satisfaction of a desire is completely a moot point, because it necessarily is an illusion, because satisfaction never does take place. You go on desiring one thing, you acquire something which necessarily relates to that desire, and then again your desire inflames once more. You can never have too much of that stuff. So necessarily from here we go on to the purpose that I was talking about. So when your ego identifies itself with a purpose, a specific purpose that is ordained to you, what happens actually is that all your energy is spent in towards completing that purpose. Like, you are focused and you are completely clear in your mind as to what you have to do. There is no duality within you. And when you are focused towards achieving that specific purpose and your ego identifies itself with that specific sense of purpose, all your energies are constructively and productively spent in achieving that purpose. And specifically when that purpose is one of selfless benevolence, then in a spiritual sense of the term, you truly advance greatly on the path. So the question that you have to ask yourself today is this: what does your ego truly self-identify with? Does it identify itself with your desires, or does it identify itself with your purpose? Because I will tell you this: if it identifies itself with your desires, then you are already fighting a losing battle. You have to change this thing. You have to make your ego identify with a specific sense of purpose that is ordained to you. And every human being is ordained with a specific purpose in his life. That is the sole purpose of our existence. Desire only furthers that existence and make sure that we go through the redundant and recursive cycle of never-ending rebirth and death forever. So ultimately, the whole question of existentialism comes down to these two things. What does your ego identify itself with? Your desires or your purpose?